I'm here at the Revolving Gallery again on Sunday. I've just spoken to some people who've come and have a look around. So could you introduce yourselves, please, and tell me where you're from?
Oh, yeah. My name's Brian Paul, and I'm from York, and this is my daughter, Georgina.
And Georgiana.
I've been to Revolving Galleries before. A friend took me there, and ever since then, I've been getting emails where they've displayed their stuff. So I'm down here today now, having a look around. So.
And how long have you been walking around for?
Literally only about 15-20 minutes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been a nice day, and we just come and have a look around.
One of the things that the owners of this building have said that they like about this space is that people can walk around an exhibition but then stop and have a cup of tea in between. What sort of impressions do you get about having an exhibition in this building?
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. It's got so much character. I mean, I can't think of a better place to have a art exhibition.
It's really quite relaxed. It's not as uptight as some art exhibitions could be or might seem.
The only problem, it's like with any place like this, is parking, I think. So, but it's easy enough. You park and walk in and do your own thing.
Yeah.
No, it's a nice, leisurely life.
Okay. So now on to the important point of the art and the exhibition itself. Have you found any pieces that you particularly like?
For me, it's very hard to just walk in and have a look. Something's got to jump out on me and grab. But this guy, Jacob de Graaf, is quite striking, and I like all his stuff. So yeah. I believe he's a Dutch artist. So no, I like him. So yeah.
He does live locally.
Does he?
He's from Holland.
All right. No. I mean, all his work seems to have a very unique 3D effect for me.
Mm-hmm. So. Someone was saying it's got quite a dark atmosphere. Is there anything that struck you that stood out about his work?
It's this clean. It seems to have depth in it.
There was that one. There was one in one of the larger ones, which had a really sort of a very light top to it, almost made it look sort of like a playground or something. But then there were these dark shadows and everything. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. And Eva Bauer was my favourite. I can't quite say her name, but she had a very nice red painting, which I enjoyed. I thought it was really, really good. That stood out for me. Yeah.
It is only a small gathering of pieces of work. So, no, it's...
And her green ones, I really
like. It just gives people an idea. Because a lot of people today haven't got a clue what modern-day art's all about.
Yeah.
And just need to come and have a look.
And the pieces are for sale as well. If you were to consider buying a piece of art, do you think the prices are reasonable?
I think if somebody likes something, they will want it. And I think you can always barter.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah, I think everything's for sale. But yeah, if somebody likes something, yes, they will buy it. Certain artists do go up in value. I mean, you pick the right artist and the right painting, and it is an investment.
Yeah, and you never know who you're going to come across and
That's
where
right.
they're going to go in the future.
That's right, yeah. So you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Wonderful.
No, it's great. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you. And you can find more about Revolving Galleries if you Google Revolving Gallery. And it'll be the top search. Mm. I think it's revolving-gallery.com.
Oh, right.
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry, what's your name?
Mike.